Okay, continuing Siman Kuf Yud Zayin, the halachas of Birchas Hashanah, we are up to Sif Beis. Yechidim Atzuichin L'Matav Yemayis Hacham. Let's see, if individuals who they need rain in the summertime, they grow plants and produce that needs rain even in the summer. Ein Shaylan Oysid Birchas Hashanah, they're not allowed to ask for rain during Birchas Hashanah because that's a private request. And we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah that rain in the summer for most of the world is considered a Siman Klala. So they're not allowed to daven like that. Elokit B'Shemeya Tvila. They can add it as a supplementary tefillah in the bracha of Shema Tefillah. As we'll see soon, you could add your personal bakashas in that bracha. Afilu ir gedoyla kan inve. You have an entire city, or it's achas, one country. Kula kamo svarad b'chlolo yashnez b'chlolo ki yechidim damu b'shemeya tefillah. They should not use Birchas Hashanah bracha to request rain. They should only say it by the bracha of Shema Tefillah. Umihu. However, in the Eretz Achas Kula, Hatzichim Mativ Mezachama. However, let's say you had a country. So let's say you had a country in the southern hemisphere that needed rain in the summertime. And again, halachically, they should not be asking during Birchas Hashanah. However, Taba Yachid, an individual made a mistake. V'shal Matar Birchas Hashanah. So the halacha is Chozim Mispapa Tarsin Davah Bloish Eila Birchas Hashanah. He should go back and daven Shemen Esrei again. However, if he wants, he could do a b'teres ndava, but he does not have to go back because when he asked, it wasn't so off. Meaning, typically, it's a klala to ask for rain during Birchas Hashanah in the summer months. And even if you need rain, it's still a siman klala to ask. However, if your country, your entire country needs it, even though you're not supposed to ask for it during Birchas Hashanah, if you did it by mistake, so b'di'evet, you don't have to go back. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Ches Ein Shaul and I Soiv Afti Sila Kamon B'Simin Kufiy Testim Hoyet Tzarul Farnasa. Let's say a person needs Parnasa. Omer Berchas Hashanah. You're allowed to ask a personal request during Berchas Hashanah. Shani Parnasa Shudarer Hatzar Chol. Everybody needs Parnasa. That's not a hezek. Vein by hezek l'shumadam. Parnasa is not a hezek. Maybe Ashiris is a hezek, but Parnasa is not a hezek to anyone. Avamato Yesh by hezek l'sharotzos. Rain does have hezek to sharotz, and a person is not allowed to mention it. I saw in Rav Melech Biderman's on Parshas Vayikra, dating the Shir. So he brings down from, I believe, of Chaim Brim, that you see the kayach of a person's tefillah, that saying the same talamata at the wrong time, you have a kayach to curse people. And, of course, Mida Tov Meru, but there's even a Berhetiv on the next page in Sev Gimel. He says, let's say a person on Shabbos daven the wrong Shemon Esrei. He said the same talamata. So he's davening a tefillah shel chol, and he didn't even wake up by slachon. He wakes up after Baruch Aleinu, and he realized he said the same talamata, and it's the middle of the summer. He has to go back to Baruch Aleinu, say the same bracha, and then continue. Let's say Shabbos morning, Yismach Moshe v'matnas chalkoi, because you don't want to have cursed the world by saying these three words, the same talamata. So you see the koyach tefillah midatav meruba. Ayin Sham. Okay, he was talking about the carbonos, how a person could change the animal from an animal to a carbon by simply being mekadesh with his mouth. Mishnah Berurah here says, for sure, a person is allowed to ask for rain during this time. For sure, even in Tammuz, where it's a siman klala, you're allowed to ask if you personally need. So for sure, during these months where many countries still need rain, one could ask during the bracha of Shemei Tefillah. Kasuv Taz, Hadatzi, Mutlas Baba Shemei Tefillah. This halacha that tzibur is allowed to ask for rain by Shemei Tefillah when their city or country needs it. That's only when they're davening the quiet Shemei Tefillah. Ava lo yomar osa shel tzibur karam. Afilu v'shemei tefillah, the chazan should not ask for it out loud. I mean, aginu kaim shemar shel tzibur shemei tefillah, he does. Aveinam of Saint Talamat l'chod, doesn't say those three words. Kim b'psukim v'shal l'shonis, he only uses other l'shonis asking Hashem for rain. Kfar nitfas b'sidurim, and it's mentioned in the sidurim. V'shabbos v'rish chodesh v'yantiv maskir n'sholosh esrei midos. On Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh and Yom Tov, they would mention the Yud Gimel midos or Mizmor Tehillim shemotar k'litz b'sidurim. They would have special additional tefillos when there was no rain. Choyzer Mispal, Myrish Hasim called Tfilasai. That's talking in a case where a person already finished his davening. Va'oz Yachsev Yispal Nadava. He would start davening, but Nadava Mitchilas HaTfilah. However, from Nisgar called him Sheyasim, if he remembered before he finished Menesrei, Loishtayach Lermel Sheyachsev Berchas Hashanah Yispal Nadava. Don't say daven again and daven Minadava. Leisai Mitchilah called Tfilasai. Vachar Yasvispal Taurus Nadava. He should finish his entire tefillah, then go back and have a new Shemana Esrei b'tayres nadava klal. So again, he doesn't have to go back at all. He's not mechoyev. I'm beralacha dim lohi atzirus kasham v'shal matar min nesein. We pass about atzeres. Let's say there was no atzirus kasham and he asked for matar. Tzarach medina lachsel l'svav b'tayres nadava. Even though it's you could say he did the wrong thing, but since there's still a need for rain in these places up until Shavuos, so there you have to go back because that's not the same as when it's at Siras Kishamim, where you're literally davening, please, we need rain. That's a different situation. Sif Gimel on the Shulchan Aruch, Mishal Matar b'Mesachama. Someone asked for Talamat, said Saint Talamatar in the summertime, as we mentioned previously, Machzir Nesai, he has to go back. Matar b'Ein Shashal Talal, whether he said Vesein Matar l'Vracha or he said Vesein Tal, doesn't make a difference. B'Mesachama, Ayin Le'el, Sif Katan Yiralaf. Va'ayin Bir Halacha, Dimshal Matar Achar Achag, Av Koidim, Shishim Yom, Kufas Medina, Satzvichas, the Matar B'Tchil Asacharif, even though it was before, let's say December 4th, Tzarech Lach, so the spell Rak Bataris Nadava. Only do Bataris Nadava because it's not a full fledged Chiyuv to go back since there was some need in this country for Vesein Tal Umatar Levracha. Machzir Nasa Haina Maka Raglav Chazal Rashat Tfilah. If you took 3 steps back, you go back to beating him. Like a Raglav Chazal Tfilah's Bracha Shashar. If you didn't take 3 steps back, you go back to Baruch Lein Mafilu. This guy Kadim Shasim HaBracha, even if you remember before you finished the Bracha, Yachzir Gamkin Tfilah's Bracha Shashanim, you go back to the beginning of Baruch Aleinu V'ayin B'dir Halacha.